We all know about keeping our dogs in the yard with virtual fencing, but wait, what about cattle? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. New technology called virtual fencing is catching on in Idaho and the West. Virtual fencing acts like an invisible fence for pets, but at a much larger scale for livestock. Ranchers Jay and Cheyenne Smith worked with a research team at the University of Idaho, the Salmon Chalice National Forest, and Bureau of Land Management to set up a virtual fencing project on spring, summer, and fall range. Here's Cheyenne.
I feel like it's going really, really good. It's been super beneficial to the way we run our cows, and it's given us so much information on how our cows are on the mountain.
Now, Jay.
My cows are doing good. The range is managed well. The forest and the BLM are happy, and our calf weights are up, and the market's good. How do you do any better than that?
Range scientist Dr. Dean Anderson in New Mexico worked together with Dr. Daniela Roos, director of the Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT, to develop virtual fencing technology. Virtual fencing systems have three basic components: a base station, typically solar-powered, in a place where it can receive a strong cellular signal from an existing network. GPS collars are placed on livestock, and grazing boundaries are set with herd management software. Pretty slick. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.